tabulations have been common on the fringes for years.
George Soros's Open Society Foundation.
But now, his name saturates nearly every corner of the GOP ecosystem. The longtime investor and philanthropist became the target of misinformation and conspiracies starting in the 1990s. Extremists in the U.S. and Europe cast him as a central figure in a secret cabal of Jews and globalists working to take over the world.
The economy has actually been humming along. Questions about whether or not it's been financed in the right way and who's going to get the benefits of it. Sure. But they haven't been running on that. They've been running on an imaginary caravan.
If the mainstream media actually began reporting facts again, they would quickly learn that the migrant caravans are not only a reality, but they are no accident. Back in July of 2018, Reuters reported on the 193 UN member nations that entered into a non-binding mass global migration pact. Miroslav Lajcik, president of the UN General Assembly, told a media briefing, the official global compact for safe, orderly, and regular migration addresses why people migrate, how to protect them, and how to integrate them into new countries. However, the United States, Poland, Hungary, Slovakia, Austria, and the Czech Republic have pulled out of the pact. The U.S. had previously entered into the pact under Barack Obama, regardless of the fact that the pact violates our immigration laws. The pact states that it is rooted in the U.N.'s 2030 Agenda for Sustainable Development and the Addis Ababa Action Agenda. The Addis Ababa Action Agenda was a conference held in Ethiopia in July of 2015. This agenda stated, we will work to ensure that adequate and affordable financial services are available to migrants and their families in both home and host countries. And this is nothing new to Soros and USAID, who funneled money to aid Georgia's Rose Revolution in 2003, the Ukraine's Orange Revolution in 2004, and Kyrgyzstan's Tulip Revolution in 2005. Judicial Watch used a FOIA request to uncover how USAID funds were funneled to Soros' left-wing Open Society foundations in Albania, particularly the Soros operation efforts to give the socialist government greater control of the judiciary. USAID reportedly gave $9 million in 2016 to the Justice for All campaign, which is overseen by Soros' East-West Management Institute. Also, the New York Times reported Mr. Soros has given his main group, the Open Society foundations, $32 billion for what it calls democracy building efforts in the United States and around the world. In addition, in the United States, Mr. Soros has personally contributed more than $75 million over the years to federal candidates and committees, according to the FEC and the IRS. A MasterCard press release boasted, MasterCard and George Soros announced plans called Humanity Ventures. The enterprise could catalyze and accelerate economic and social development for vulnerable communities around the world, especially refugees and migrants. With the creation of Humanity Ventures, Soros could invest up to $50 million to make these solutions even more scalable and sustainable. Slovenian outlet Nova 24 reported, a Croatian officer stated, the migrants we catch and return back in a few days or weeks are again trying to break into Croatia. Some of them are really poor, but many are well equipped. They have new footwear, new clothes, sophisticated smartphones, weapons, and some have also been found with MasterCard bank cards without name. They are just numbers. They withdraw money at ATMs, but we do not know who pays them. Essentially, the United Nations, the IMF, the World Bank, and yes, George Soros and his Open Society Foundation are implementing their sustainable agenda and replacement migration goals down the throats of sovereign nations by coercion, financing and aiding globalist armies of political pawns in their unyielding quest to disrupt the sovereign population with unaccountable NGOs in order to quicken the establishment of a one-world government. Caravans headed toward our southern border can be determined to be a foreign invasion on several fronts. And it isn't anti-Semitic to point that out, but it is anti-American to ignore it.
It's not anti-Semitic to criticize Soros, and Israel issued a statement a year ago saying just that.
So when the media ignores a left-leaning foreign billionaire's wrecking ball on our national security based on their own manufactured globalist propaganda, what is left after the smoke clears?
It's a scam.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Body's, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
It's Thursday, September 5th in the year of our Lord, 2024. And you're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to The American Journal. I'm your host, Harrison Smith.
Okay, three, two,
one. Very big show for you we have today. Just so much news to talk about, so many videos to show you. I don't know how we're going to get to all of it. It's a lot, I have to tell you. But we'll get into all the day's news. And we'll start off today like we do every day with our daily dispatch. All right, here it is, folks. Your daily dispatch for Thursday, the 5th of September, 2024. Appalachian high school shooting: 4 dead, at least 9 injured by gunmen in Georgia. A concerned mother of a student bluntly asked law enforcement about the chain of events leading to Appalachian high school shooting during a news conference on Wednesday evening. The woman questioned Barrow County Sheriff Judd Smith about why a female faculty member was reportedly sent to look for the suspected gunman minutes before he opened fire. I was asking, why did the school resource officer not go looking for this kid and approach him? And why they sent a female faculty member to the room, the algebra room he was in with my daughter, looking for him instead of the school resource officer? Just the sort of final bungle in this series of unfortunate slash incompetent events. The FBI had known about this kid for a year, had interviewed him a year ago, determined that no threat from him. And yet he was able to carry out this shooting. We'll get into it a little bit more. The person is in custody. A 14-year-old Colt Gray opened fire inside the school. A math teacher and a football coach is one of the 4 victims killed Wednesday. And again, we will we'll get into that a little bit more later. Some conflicting stories there. But as usual, the FBI apparently knew about this kid, apparently powerless to stop him. But obviously we need more gun control, because frankly, I don't think it should be, call me crazy, I think it should be illegal for a 14-year-old to have a gun. I know, I'm an extremist like that. Oh yeah, it already is, and it's like, okay, what more could you do? What more could you do? You got the FBI's on their radar, the local police are interviewing him. He's not old enough to have a gun, yet he gets one anyway. What more could we do? I guess like metal detectors at schools, but unfortunately, that's racist, so we can't do that either. So, of course, they're pushing gun control once again. Again, we'll return to that. But when you ask, what is the FBI doing instead of, you know, stopping potential school shooters or anything else that the FBI should actually be doing? Instead, they are hunting down and indicting right-wing commentators. AP News has a story. Right-wing influencers were duped to work for covert Russian operation, U.S. says. Now, there's a whole bunch of aspects to this that are nonsensical. I read the full indictment yesterday, and I'll do a breakdown for you on the other side. It is ridiculous. It is outrageous. And in their own post, in the official announcement from Merrick Garland and the FBI, like, you got Chris Wray and Merrick Garland all coming out and doing a big press conference and making statements about this. It's very important. No news on anybody else involved in the Trump assassination attempt. No no concern about the Venezuelan gangs taking over entire portions of American cities. No comment at all on the just massive rise in crime across the whole country. But don't worry, they're going after Tim Pool for uploading his video to a YouTube channel that by 4 degrees of separation was owned by a Russian person. Great. Wonderful. But in their own announcement, they actually say that basically by reporting on domestic issues like immigration, Tenet Media was causing strife and division, which was a goal of Russia, our enemy. So therefore, they are working for Russia. In other words, criticizing the policy of the regime is an act of war. That's the message that they're sending to everybody. And again, we'll go through that with a fine-tooth comb, because just the level of absurdity is something to behold. We'll get back into that. Meanwhile, The Economist, The Washington Post, a number of mainstream media outlets have written articles, bizarrely, strangely, at the final hour, actually supporting Elon Musk in his battle for free speech in Brazil. Very strange. As Brazil bans Elon Musk's ex, who will speak up for free speech? Says The Economist. The people systematically eliminating our free speech. Who will stand up for it? Well, nobody in America, that's for sure. No, they're desperately going after Elon Musk with everything they've got to try to destroy free speech online. And it is going away bit by bit. I know at least three accounts last night that got demonetized, including 1984, Sam Parker, another pretty prominent person as well. But yeah, they're ratcheting down. Here ahead of the election, they're really putting into place all of their censorious designs. Meanwhile, Kremlin says threat from the West forces change to nuclear doctrine. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov has made an announcement. The Kremlin said on Wednesday that Russia was adjusting its nuclear doctrine because the United States and its Western allies were threatening Russia by escalating the war in Ukraine and riding roughshod over Moscow's legitimate security interests. Russia, the world's biggest nuclear power, is making changes to its nuclear doctrine, which sets out the circumstances under which Moscow would use such weapons due to the West's increasing support for Ukraine, which Russia invaded in 2022. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, in Moscow's most detailed explanation to date, linked the move directly to the threats created by the West and blamed the United States for destroying the post-Cold War security architecture of Europe. And they're basically, yeah, changing their nuclear doctrine as a warning, as another shot across the bow, going, hey, you guys are pushing this too far. We're not going to stand for this. We're not just going to let you, you know, use Ukraine as a very, thinly veiled proxy to launch long-range missiles into Russia. Like, we're not going to stand for that. We're nuclear-armed. We don't have to take this. Yet another warning. If only the leaders of America seem to give a damn. And finally, we have this. Racism, poverty, drink, and social media. We still don't know why Britons rioted a month ago, and we need answers. They don't know. They don't know why Britons rioted a month ago. They're speculating. They're wondering. They're racking their brains. They're feverishly trying to figure out what it could possibly be behind the riots last month. The gaslighting, folks. The gaslighting, the insanity. It's beyond 1984. It's so crazy. They're rioting because a dozen little girls were stabbed in broad daylight by one of the millions upon millions of immigrants that have been placed in their neighborhoods and have systematically raped their children by the hundreds of thousands and been covered up by the police. Do you not understand? Of course they understand this. They get this. So why are they asking this question? Who's to say? Who's to say? But this is the modern world. They will import drunken cavemen if you don't want them in your neighborhood and try to protest. They will bring in armed foreigners to force the matter. They will plant them in your neighborhood. When they kill your children, if you get mad at that, they'll shut you down. If you then riot and you know, refuse to back down, then they'll empty the prisons of sexual predators and imprison 11-year-olds. If I was in Britain, I'd be rioting over this article, quite frankly. This article is why people rioted and why they should. It's so far beyond anything anybody could have possibly imagined. But here we are. But here we are, folks. And all of this ties in together, right? You've got the West just suicidally antagonizing Russia. You've got the DOJ going after, you know, independent media for having Russian investors, basically, saying that this is because we refuse to allow our media landscape to be tainted by, you know, an authoritarian regime. They're enacting wartime press controls. But we're not at war with Russia. There's never been a declaration of war with Russia. There's certainly never been a vote to go to war with Russia, but that's not how it works anymore. Right? For the last 20 years, every war action America has taken has been predicated under the NDAA, the War on Terror, because you can just label anybody you don't like terror and then go after them. Doesn't really work when it's Russia. It doesn't fall under that. So they're just not even pretending to comply with the legal, you know, the legal structure of how you go to war as a nation. So we're not at war with Russia, but they're being treated like an enemy because they say so, I guess. And their justification of this is that Russia is authoritarian. While simultaneously, you've got Britain imprisoning 11-year-olds for what they post online by the thousands. And you've got countries like Saudi Arabia that is a authoritarian, totalitarian monarchy who will like cut your hand off as an official form of punishment. And how many millions of dollars do they pour in to the media landscape? It's completely arbitrary, all of these cases, all of these indictments, it's utterly arbitrary. And we'll start off with that story. And we'll go ahead and read through the announcement and the indictment itself. Because it really doesn't make any sense. And at the end of the day, what it seems like is that this is a totally fabricated charge from the DOJ in order to provide talking points to the left-wing media. Like, that's really what it seems like at the end of the day. In the indictment itself, it makes very clear that, like, maybe one or two people actually involved knew where the money was coming from. Even that is kind of vague. Well, and why this would even be a bad thing. Like, it's all very vague. It's all very, arbitrary, like I said. But they make it very clear that the people that they mentioned in the indictment who have now come out, people like Benny Johnson and Tim Pool, did not know where this money was coming from. We're not aware that this was Russian money whatsoever. Also, there was no influence actually gained by this. Like, nowhere in the indictment does it say that the Russian people had some say in what they covered or how they reported things. Like, nothing in their coverage changed before and after receiving the investment. But it doesn't matter, because you have to remember, none of this actually matters to these people. They don't actually care. They don't actually think what they're doing is busting some criminal ring of traitors that are Russian agents. They know that's not the case. They don't care, though. They're happy to pretend. They're happy to pretend that's the case so that they can shut down enemy media. I mean, you see it across Twitter today. Every left-wing person, I knew it. Tim Pool is a Russian agent. And it's like, that's the point of this. That's the point of this, is to smear anybody who's against the Ukraine war as a Russian agent, despite in their own indictment saying that there wasn't any influence gained and the people had no idea that they were, like, they were tricked. I guess I'll just lay out the whole thing for you, all right? Well, if y'all could print out the pages from that segment, we'll go to that. While that's being printed out, I do have some other videos to show you. I guess since we're on the topic of Putin and Russia, we'll go to clip number 13 here. Because, like, when you know, Trump says, as he did back in 2016, they're laughing at us. Like, they're literally laughing at us now. And there's a difference between what you're about to see and the way that, like, European leaders would laugh at Donald Trump. So let's just go to Vladimir Putin here. Endorsing Kamala Harris. Let's watch.
Candidate, it used to be Joe Biden, but now he is not participating in the election campaign, and he recommended all his allies to support Ms. Harris. So that is what we are going to do. So it was, well, he said that we should, that is why we should also do that. Well, she's laughing. Her laugh is so fascinating. It means that everything is good, and if everything is good, it means that, for instance, if we're speaking about Joe Biden, there are so many sanctions against Russia introduced, and if everything is good with Ms. Harris, maybe she'll refrain herself from such measures, or maybe she'll change them. So in the end, it will be the choice of the U.S. people, and we will respect this choice.
Yeah. He's like, yeah, Joe Biden was running, but then he just told everybody to support Kamala Harris. And just everybody in the audience just cracks up laughing. Like, oh, yeah, Kamala Harris. Hilarious. Hilarious that Kamala Harris is the Democratic candidate. Now, what it kind of reminds you of is when European leaders would sneer at Donald Trump. But it's a little bit of a different vibe, isn't it? With Donald Trump, it's these Europeans, this uncouth man, Donald Trump. They think Donald Trump, the reality star, is going to be president. How silly of them. And just sort of this condescending sneering at you know, whatever, a real estate magnate, as if they're something special. And then you've got Russia just laughing at the prospect of Kamala Harris being president. Not in like a condescending way, just in like a, it's just actually funny way. It's just actually so absurd that they have to laugh. One of the bizarre developments about the right-wing influencer scandal that they've cooked up here is there's a I got to bring up this tweet from Justin Hart. I don't know who Justin Hart is, but he's got some good followers. I guess he's on the right. I guess he's a self-professed right winger because he seems mad that by taking Russian money, Russian influencers have now confirmed all of the lies from the liberals. He says this: I just want to thank the Lauren Chin, Lauren Southern, Tim Kass, and Benny Johnson for validating another accusation of the left against us on the right. And he goes through a list of accusations. And then apparently how right-wingers have proved them correct. Okay, so let's just go through these, all right? The media and the Dems accuse the right of being violent and nasty. No, we said, you're wrong. Then, January 6th. Oh, it was that the right wing being violent and nasty? What do you say? Violent and nasty. January 6th. So for an entire year, right-wingers sat on their hands while George Floyd's acolytes burned entire American cities, murdered people, set entire blocks on fire. God forbid they get together and protest at the Capitol only for the entirely peaceful rally, the absolutely controlled and non-violent gathering of people, to be suddenly and without reason hit with a barrage of tear gas and rubber bullets before wandering through the Capitol. God forbid some dude from Minnesota put his feet on Nancy Pelosi's desk. I guess that proves the left right. I guess that proves the left correct when they constantly demonize Trump supporters as violent white supremacists that for 2 hours in January, five of them got murdered by police. The only people who died on January 6th were the Trump supporters who were shot point blank range by bad actors in the Capitol police, or beaten to death, or shot with rubber bullets and caused to have a heart attack. But this proves the left correct. This proves the left correct. The psychotic madness, the violent psychopaths in the left. Oh, they're correct. They're actually, the right wing is really the violent ones, because one day, 3 years ago, five right wingers got murdered by police after the police started the conflict at the Capitol. This is the type of thinking that's going on. This is the type of lie these people believe. Do they not know how to put things in context? Have they even opened their eyes recently? I have three videos this week of Trump supporters being physically attacked. Let's go to them, shall we? Just in case you're an idiot that thinks that the right wing proved they were the violent ones because they got hit with tear gas and then wandered through the Capitol while the police were opening the door. When they high-fived the police and cleaned up after themselves following the unapproved tour through the Capitol, that proves that we're the violent ones, when every time a Trump supporter goes out, he's risking his life because the left will just viciously and rabidly attack them. We've got like multiple of these videos. Clip number 9. Not that these things are effective, by the way. Let's go to clip number 9 now.
Because he's the best for the country.
Here comes this guy. We can probably turn down the audio a little bit. Physical attack. I mean, it's funny because the guy is so utterly weak. He's like it's like a gentle breeze against this Trump supporter. There you go. That's one physical attack from the left. We'll have to go to more on the other side. I got multiple more videos, including a little girl bleeding as she's attacked by like three black guys. Because the left is, in fact, the violent one. We'll get back to the list of things that have been proven right about the right recently. I'll break down the entire indictment against Tenet Media and others. Stay with us.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products for 40% off. Some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now. An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. Announcement from the Justice Department. Two RT employees indicted for covertly funding and directing U.S. company that published thousands of videos in furtherance of Russian interests. Okay. So this is the official announcement. An indictment charging Russian nationalist Konstantin Kalashnikov, 31, known as Kostya, and Elena Afisieva, 27, known as Lena, with conspiracy to violate the Foreign Agents Registration Act and conspiracy to commit money laundering, was unsealed today in the Southern District of New York. Kalashnikov and Lena are at large. So, let's be clear. This is not an indictment that will ever go to trial. This will never be charged. They live in Russia. Russia is not going to extradite them. We're not going to go in and get them. So there's no actual point in indicting them unless it's to go after their American co-conspirators. But that doesn't seem to be what they're doing. So what's the purpose of this? Well, so far, the purpose has been to provide leftists with false talking points about the complicity of Tim Pool and Benny Johnson and others. The Justice Department has charged two employees of RT, a Russian state-controlled media outlet, you know, like BBC. You know, it's kind of like the Russian BBC, but it's bad because it's Russian, I guess. Why? Who knows? Is Russia particularly authoritarian? Not really. Look around the world. There's about 100 other countries more tyrannical and authoritarian, less free than Russia. But that's the excuse they're using. Attorney General Merrick Garland, the Justice Department will not tolerate attempts by an authoritarian regime to exploit our country's free exchange of ideas in order to covertly further its own propaganda efforts. Our investigation into this matter remains ongoing. Again, we are not at war with Russia. The people in charge have declared that they're our enemy. Can't exactly give a reason why. Far, far more people are arrested in a country like Britain for their free speech than in a country like Russia. The manipulation of the electoral system in Russia is absolutely in line, if not, you know, maybe a little bit less subtle than any other of their European counterparts. Meanwhile, we are bosom buddies with Saudi Arabia and Israel, who, by the way, just presented a map, Netanyahu, where the West Bank doesn't exist anymore because they are, you know, engaged in yet another land grab where they will annex by force against the will of the people who live there another portion of the Middle East into their country, which is good and fine and wonderful because it's Israel. But if Russia tries something even remotely similar, well, they're our enemy, obviously. I mean, all of this is entirely arbitrary, which means there are ulterior motives, which means the people that run our country hate Russia for reasons they're not giving, because the reasons they're giving don't make any sense, aren't unique to Russia. And if anything, Russia's not the worst offender compared to others. And again, look at Saudi Arabia. I mean, I know women just got the right to drive there, so they're making strides, but you want to talk about authoritarianism, you want to talk about totalitarianism, you want to talk about a brutal, repressive regime. The people in our government don't care. They don't give a damn about how authoritarian your government is. They care if you submit to them or not. They care if you're a threat to them or not. That is their only calculus, and they've determined that Russia is an enemy from that calculus and have given us a bunch of other reasons why we're supposed to hate them. Our approach to combating foreign malign influence is actor-driven, exposing the hidden hand of adversaries pulling strings of influence behind the curtain. AIPAC brags about spending $100 million on American elections this year, and every single one of their candidates got elected. Isn't that interesting? They're not even registered as foreign agents, despite the fact that the name of a foreign country is in their name. I mean, it just goes on and on. But the most important part about this, the most chilling aspect of this, comes in the towards the end here. According to court documents, RT, formerly known as Russia Today, is a state-controlled media outlet funded and directed by the government of Russia. You know, like BBC or Al Jazeera or NPR. But they're bad because they're Russian, remember? Over the past year, RT and its employees, including Kalashnikov and Lena, deployed nearly $10 million to covertly finance and direct a Tennessee-based online content creation company, which is Tenet, supposedly. In turn, Tenet published English language videos on multiple social media channels, including TikTok, Instagram, X, and YouTube. Since publicly launching in about November 2023, U.S. Company One, Tenet, has posted nearly 2,000 videos that have garnered nearly 16 million views on YouTube alone. Well, that's bad. A company in America publishing videos on YouTube? How dare they? They got 16 million views? Well, that's treason, I think. They don't make the case that any of these videos were from Russia. They don't even try to make the argument that Russian interests were guiding the creation or publishing of these. That's not in the indictment. But they are using 2,000 videos and 16 million views as evidence of Russian influence, despite not proving how Russia influenced that at all, beside paying for them. Many of the videos posted by Tenet contain commentary on events and issues in the U.S., such as immigration, inflation, and other topics related to domestic and foreign policy. While the views expressed in the videos are not uniform, most are directed to the publicly stated goals of the government of Russia and RT to amplify domestic divisions in the United States. Let me break this down for you, folks. If you report negatively on things like immigration, inflation, and other topics related to domestic and foreign policy, in other words, if you criticize the policy of the American government, you are therefore, by definition, creating division in America. Because if everybody just silently agrees, that's unity. But if somebody speaks up against you, they're creating division. So if they're creating division in the United States, well, that's a publicly stated goal of the government of Russia, because they're our enemy. In other words, if you criticize our policies, you're creating division. You're creating domestic strife in America. And if you're creating domestic strife in America, well, that's what our enemies want. Therefore, criticizing the American government is really an act of war. Even if you're an American, even if you're American citizens, even if the content that you're creating is entirely independent and free from influence from Russia, it doesn't matter. The crime you've committed is you are advancing the policy of our enemies, because you're weakening America, because division makes us weaker. And opposing the government is division. This is like wildly dangerous for this to be happening. And of course, you've got Merrick Garland coming out and talking about this and giving a press conference. You've got Christopher Wray talking about it. I mean, this is their highest priority. Their highest priority so far in their entire administration is to go after things like Tim Pool talking about video games. The Culture War podcast, I guess, is one of the things that they paid for with Russian money. And it had no bearing on the content whatsoever. And the content that's discussed on that show is literally like video games and movies and music. But I guess that creates division. And that's what our enemies want. And our enemies are whoever the government doesn't like at the time. And we can go through the whole, 30-page indictment if we want. It has, as far as I can tell, three examples of actually influencing content from the Russians. I'll explain to you what those are on the other side. This is nothing. It's absolutely nothing. But every headline is running across the mainstream media. Russian shills. The MAGA team. Russian shills.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Match Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com.
Our world is so full of hype. We are force-fed dehumanizing propaganda by the corporate media, by the controlled churches and the universities. And why is this the case? Because we innately, by God, have been given the keys to our own minds, our own psyches, our own souls. And by connecting to God, we can empower ourselves and transcend the, quote, fallen or sinful state. So the chemicals that we ingest and all the things that we try to bring into our bodies to change who we are only lowering us. They're only making us more depressed. In the end, they're only making us less fulfilled. It is only by going within and really making that connection to God that we can truly empower ourselves. That's why the globalists bombard us with toxins and chemicals to block us getting the normal vitamins and minerals and trace elements our bodies need to be healthy and to be able to basically reach out beyond the third dimension. And that's where the incredible products come in at InfoWarsStore.com.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Born on a mountaintop in Tennessee, green estate in the land of the free.
Right, welcome back, folks.
In the woods, so they knew every tree.
I almost don't even want to spend too much time on this story because it is just a nothing burger. Like, it's actually nothing. They don't even really allege actual influence. Like, yeah, I read the whole indictment. As far as I can tell, there's three instances where the Russian RT employees suggested content to be posted. One, they mentioned in this announcement where following the terrorist attack in Moscow, the Russian RT employee said, "I think we can focus on the Ukraine-US angle. The mainstream media spread fake news that ISIS claimed responsibility for the attack, yet ISIS itself never made such statements. All terrorists are now detained while they were heading back to the border with Ukraine, which makes even more suspicious why they would want to go to Ukraine to hide." Which, like, yeah, it's pretty obvious. I mean, when Russia is at war with America and America is using various tactics to weaken that state, I mean, you've got a terrorist attack with terrorists rushing back to Ukraine. And by the way, I don't know if you remember this, but there's video from the AP showing one of the Ukraine commanders wearing an ISIS patch. So it's not even like this is disagreeing, saying that ISIS pulled this off. Well, ISIS is fighting in Ukraine on the Ukrainian side, so not actually that far-fetched. But this was one of the instances in which content or ideas that would be, I guess, favorable to Russia by blaming America for something that it probably did, kind of like the Nord Stream pipeline explosion. They also suggested, hey, Tucker just did a video at a Russian supermarket. You should retweet that. So that was the second instance of malign influence, rigging our election from the Russians. Spending one-tenth of the money that AIPAC publicly does. Again, it's not about malign influence. It's not about foreign agents. It's not about fighting authoritarian. It's not about any of these things. So what's it really about? It's not an indictment that's actually going to go anywhere because the people that are charging are in Russia. They're not going to be extradited. So it's not actually going to come to a conclusion. You're not actually stopping, you know, this from happening. I guess they can shut down the bank account and probably, you know, crush Tenet Media. And this is the way that they chose to do it. They went after InfoWars with, you know, a 10-year-old theory about a school shooting. They're going after Gateway Pundit. They're going after VDare, shutting them down. They're going after Mike Lindell. They're going after Elon Musk in a variety of different ways because he's daring to give people a platform to express their views. And now they're going after Tenet, this time accusing them of being Russian spies, Russian agents. They're just shutting down dissident media. It's really not that complicated. And the people reporting this and the people celebrating this, the people acting like this is somehow justification for 9 years of outrageous lies about Russian influence, the completely debunked Trump Russian agent nonsense, Russiagate, as if this has anything to do with any of that. It doesn't. But this is the narrative they're going with, and they're running with it. And even in the indictment, it says that none of the content creators knew where the money was coming from. And when they attempted to find out and do due diligence, they were provided with false information from the Russian people. But I can just see how this would go if you're, you know, the Americans accused of this. Lauren Chen is one of the people that's been noted on this. And by the way, where this really all falls apart is Lauren Chen has been criticizing and campaigning against Trump for the last several months. She doesn't like the way that he has approached abortion. She doesn't like the way that he's approached a number of things. She's been anti-Trump for a long time. So it doesn't even make sense. And the AP news article, by the way, published this story about, you know, Russians funding an American media outlet. The picture on the article is Trump. It has nothing to do with Trump. They're anti-Trump. So that doesn't make any sense whatsoever. The last post Lauren Chen did on Twitter was criticizing Russia for its activity in World War II. I mean, none of this even remotely makes any sense, but it doesn't matter. They don't care. They don't care. They want enemy media shut down, and they're fine with whatever excuse is applied. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter to them. We're not at war with Russia, but they're applying wartime press controls, and it really is as simple as that. They are setting up a situation in which criticizing the American government, especially in terms of anything having to do with race or, I mean, they're setting this up to be like the UK, essentially. They are systematically destroying the protections of the First Amendment. And they're doing it in a way that wouldn't even be acceptable if we were at war. Even if we're at war, even if the American government says that we're at war with our enemies overseas, you still get to oppose that. You're an American. You get to speak out against that. You get to advocate for peace. You get to expose the lies of the American government. They don't get a carte blanche immunity from people telling the truth about them just because they've decided to start a fight with Russia. This is nonsense. This is utter and complete nonsense. And it's very strange to see people on the right like falling for this. And it's the cowardice. It's the fear. It's the, well, I don't want to be associated with them. Well, they're going to get called Russian agents. So I better, you know, disavow them so I don't get called a Russian agent. Stop being a coward. Stop being an idiot. This is Merrick Garland we're talking about. This is Chris Wray we're talking about. These people are vile tyrants that are using the most thinly veiled totalitarian oppression tactics to shut down enemy media. It's not that complicated. Luckily, it hasn't been that effective. And again, it just it's wild to see people online that are like they're coming up for air, like they've been drowning and they can finally breathe. They're like, finally proof that Russia is you know, secretly influencing MAGA. Proof that MAGA are just unwitting stooges of our enemies. Finally, proof of this. None of their claims have ever been proven true. Nothing about Russian influence has ever been validated. Just picture the RT as BBC. Just picture it as BBC. It's a state-run media organization from a not very liberal government. The UK is less liberal than the Russian one, but that's not what they say, so that's not what people believe. Imagine you're working for, you're an American journalist, you're a YouTuber. There's this prominent, well-funded foreign media outlet like the BBC. It says, hey, do you want to be a contributor for us? Sure, sounds good. I'll write a couple stories a month. I'll appear on your shows. You'll put a page on your website. Contributor, Lauren Chen. All very above board, all very just what everyone does. People do this for BBC, they do it for Al Jazeera, they do it for NPR. This is just what people do. Then America does a coup in Ukraine. 10 years later, Russia finally gets fed up, invades the portions of Ukraine that voted to be a part of Russia. America decides this makes Vladimir Putin a Nazi. He's Hitler reincarnate, so therefore we're at war with Russia now, although we don't actually say that. It's all through, you know, proxy conflict, and they put sanctions on Russia and say, RT, you have to shut down. So you as a contributor are like, well, dang it. All right. You know, it was nice having that contributorship, but I guess RT can't operate anymore. That's what the government says. So RT shuts down, but your contacts and your producers and the people that are in RT go, hey, RT had to shut down. That's unfortunate, but, you know, we still like you guys, and we still think you guys have a future, and we want to be a part of it. We have investors. You know, how about you guys start a business? It'll be an American business. You know, RT is Russian, so it was subject to sanctions. But if you guys start a business, then there's no sanctions against you, and we can provide funding. You say, okay, you bring other people on board. Now, clearly, there were some shenanigans going on behind the scenes. The RT employees were, like, using, you know, fake names and shell companies to funnel money in. But I can totally understand how you would not find this as objectionable, especially when the people that are funding you and helping you get started aren't telling you what to say or how to cover anything. Nowhere in the indictment, except for the tweet about Tucker Carlson in the supermarket and the thing about the terrorist attack, and there's another video where they're like, hey, here's a video of the terrorist attack. And they're like, okay, we'll post it. So that's a malign influence. That's what you've got FBI teams investigating.
I talk a lot about the great successes InfoWars has had. I don't think anybody can deny it. And it is because of listeners and viewers supporting us. But when we talk about the crew at InfoWars, people behind the scenes, the researchers, the writers, they really have been the MVPs in this fight. And when you look at Harrison Smith and Owen Schroyer and the hard work they engage in every day, 5, 6, 7 days a week, it's really just incredible. So for myself and the whole InfoWars crew, I thank you for your past support. I only encourage you now to realize that InfoWars cannot stay on air if you do not support us. I know you spread the word. I know you pray for us, and that's wonderful. Keep doing it. But most viewers and listeners never go to InfoWarsStore.com, and you never buy great products that enrich and empower your life, all at the same time keep us on air. I know that less than 1% of our listeners actually go buy products at InfoWarsStore.com. If just 1% more of you took action and went to InfoWarsStore.com, our funding problems will be over. Please take action now.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half of my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. Yeah. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You are obsolete, Mr. Wordsworth.
A lie. No man is obsolete.
Is the individual obsolete? Everything I said 20 years ago, but see, now they think it's too late. They think you've adopted it, so now they'll tell you all about it.
You walk into this room at your own risk, because it leads to the future. Not a future that will be, but one that might be. This is not a new world. It is simply an extension of what began in the old one. It has patterned itself after every dictator who has ever planted the ripping imprint of a boot on the pages of history since the beginning of time. It has refinements, technological advances, and a more sophisticated approach to the destruction of human freedom. But like every one of the superstates that preceded it, it has one iron rule. Logic is an enemy and truth is a menace.
My big crime wasn't all the fake reasons they gave for taking me off all those platforms. It was that I was successful. I was effective. You were effective. We were relaunching Americana, not just here, but worldwide.
The CIA's 1953 research budget allotted roughly $10 million to be dedicated to human experimentation involving hypnosis and amnesia, utilizing the effects of heroin, morphine, barbiturates, amphetamines, LSD, BZ, scopolamine, and other hallucination-causing compounds. Now, due to the unyielding efforts of John Greenwald, founder of the Document Archive website, theblackvault.com, we are learning that the notorious MK Ultra research was just scraping the surface.
Everything has been kind of lumped into this mind control MK Ultra program. What these thousands of pages that I just received and put online at theblackvault.com, what they prove is we do not have the full story. What they prove is MKUltra was just simply the tip of the iceberg, that there was a heck of a lot more going on, that there are project names that are still redacted. And why that's important is, according to the CIA, they've kind of quote-unquote released everything to us. So investigators have had these for years, but what these prove is that's not entirely true. And these documents show that they were not even related to MKUltra, but they were doing experiments where they are implanting devices, and they started with dogs. And Newsweek wrote this up, did a great job with it, that they were implanting these things in dog brains and were able to control dogs and have success with it. Now, you might think, well, that's just dogs. Who cares? Well, this was the tip of the iceberg when it came to that research. What comes
next?
We've had
tens of thousands of military volunteer. They got guys that will volunteer to go on suicide missions. They've already volunteered. They've already done it all. I know people that got recruited into these programs, and I know people that refused the programs, but they, in the 80s, they already had giant, literal underground facilities in Maryland where they were creating all sorts of people, let's just say, that could infiltrate things with hidden devices in their bodies.
As a republic that fought valiantly to end the horror of the Nazi regime and its experimentation on humanity, why in the world do we continue to allow this research to prey on our fellow citizens?
We can see the seduction by big corporations and governments of the internet, where for its first 20 years or so of it being popularized and being used on mass scale, it had been around for decades before that. But by the time it became popularized in the early 90s to the mid-90s, whatever was most popular, whatever people voted up, went to the top. And you'd usually get really good answers from whatever was at the top of Google and other systems. And it was a thing where we communicated together, and we promoted Facebook and Twitter and YouTube, and we put our content on YouTube. It's about you. But as soon as they had gathered us all together, as soon as they'd gotten us under their control, Then they enslaved us to the one central AI grid that is now setting the parameters of being able to have access to the internet and waging war against the pockets of the still free internet and monopolistically buying up all their competition. This is a post-freedom worldwide tyranny. It is the great threat of the current time we live in and existentially into the future. It is the challenge not just of our time or our age, but of the entire human condition. Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI's now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
Putting the power of conversation into the caller's hands. You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Welcome back, folks. We just have so much to cover today, and how we're going to get to all of it. The good news is, people are finally coming around. People are coming around to just the mindset that we've had at InfoWars the entire time. The things that I've been saying over and over for the last 3+ years are finally being echoed in the mainstream. And it's really not that complicated to deal with all this stuff. One of the things that we keep saying, well, let me put it this way. You just treat everybody the same. If you just treat everybody the same and you just willfully suppress your unconscious bias, subconscious bias, I know it's like a lefty phraseology, but it's true. Everybody has it, and it's usually implanted by people with ulterior motives. In other words, why is it that RT is seen any differently than BBC? There shouldn't be a reason. There's really not a reason. But people have this anti-Russian bias sewn into them because of year upon year upon year of lies about Russia. Even though they're all proven to be lies, the vibe sticks. The ideas stick in the head. Things like treating white people like any other race of people. It's very simple. But again, you know, forget years, decades of slow drip psychological programming that people don't even realize that they're like anti-white person. When if the things they say were about any other race, it would be horrifying. It would be like abominable. They would never stand for it. But it's white people, so they deserve it, right? But if you just treat white people like any other race of people, if you don't act like white people are special and immune to problems of other races, everything becomes very simple. Now, in the absence of this very simple, common, obvious viewpoint to take, what you have instead are the mainstream anti-white hateful people and then the extremist white supremacist people. Nobody in the middle. Everybody should be in the middle. Where we are, where we've been waiting for people to catch up. And it's a clip from the Tucker Carlson, Daryl Cooper, Martyr Made interview. where they actually talk about the immigration situation in Europe in the way that we've been talking about it for the entire time I've been in InfoWars and for at least the last 3 years of this show. You just treat Europe like any other continent. You treat the countries in Europe like any other countries. And you recognize that a population being systematically eradicated and replaced with foreigners is genocide and it's bad. It's not complicated, folks. And once you realize that, then you start asking the question, why is it treated so differently? Why isn't just the normal, you know, common sense approach not taken here? And that opens up some a can of worms. Well, let's go to clip number six now. This is Daryl Cooper on the interview with Tucker Carlson, saying exactly what we've been saying for the last 3 years. Let's watch.
The definition of an Englishman has never changed, and it never will change.
Not since 1066.
They're in the process right now of forever losing the only spot of land that they have on this earth that is dedicated to the flowering and the preservation of the English people. And it's a tiny little spot.
They're not for the Dutch. It's true for the Spanish. It's true for the Germans. True for the Belgians. It's true for every Western European nation. So why not have a Nuremberg trial for the people who did that? I don't understand. I mean, that's such a crime.
Well, we have to win first, Louis XIV, or any powerful monarch, they never would have dared imagine that they could do that to their people without getting their head cut off.
It's pretty simple. It's pretty simple. And it would be the same if it was any other group of people. But it's not any other group of people, is it? It's only the English, it's only the Irish, it's only the Europeans that are being genocided in their own homelands, places that are theirs and have always been theirs and is the only place in the world that is, as Cooper put it, dedicated to the flowering of the English people. It's not that complicated. It's not that hard. You just treat everybody the same. It's very, very, very simple, actually. Candace Owens had a debate on Piers Morgan with Rabbi Buttplug Shmuley, completely eviscerated and humiliated him. It's amazing to watch. But at the end of the day, Candace Owens simply taken a very long time to arrive at where we were at, where I was at 10 years ago, which is you treat everybody the same. And the Jews don't get a pass for being Jews. Is that objectionable? Is that a controversial take? Of course not. Of course not. They can make you think it is. They can implant an unconscious bias in you that makes you treat some people differently than others. But if you treat everybody the same, everything becomes very clear and simple and obvious. So I'm going to go to a 3-minute video here of Candace Owens talking to Rabbi Shmuley, and I'll explain what I mean on the other side. Let's go to clip number 23 here. Candace Owens destroying Rabbi Shmuley for 3 minutes straight. Let's watch.
Actually, one of the things that plausibly unites people across all religions, Muslims, Jews, Christians, is that we all recognize that Rabbi Shmuley is unhinged. He's just mentally, in my view, unwell. And I don't say that as an attack. I say that as just a reality, because I've never seen someone just make things up out of thin air that were never said, and trying to screen that as a defense of black people. The black people will never accept Rabbi Shmuley after Michael Jackson put him on a list of people who he felt were ruining his life. So you can stop your pleas with Black America. They won't work. Now, going back to the context of what you've asked us to speak about today, you know, I think one of the things that the world is recognizing, and what we've always recognized, is that there are radical fringe sects that break out within every single religion, amongst every race. There's white supremacy. There's black supremacy. There's radical Islam. There are all of these Christ cults around the world. And I think right now it's important for people to understand that radical Judaism is also a thing. And you're watching an example of it right now on your screen. The person sitting across from me, or sitting next to me, I guess, posted on his Facebook page in 2016 a tribute to someone who he said was his mentor. That was Rabbi Menachem Schneerson. He said he was his mentor and his friend. Now, for those of you who are not familiar with Rabbi Schneerson, there were some Jews who believed that he was and is the Messiah. So rejecting Christ, but believing that rabbi was his Messiah. Now, you may remember in the news recently, there was this radicalized faction of the Lubavitch Orthodox community in Brooklyn that were digging tunnels in Brooklyn and hurling benches at police officers. Well, and by the way, this is per the Times of Israel, that faction of individuals are followers of Rabbi Schneerson. So again, you have Rabbi Shmuley who believes that that's his mentor. They believe that he was the Messiah. What is it? It becomes important to understand, what did Rabbi Schneerson preach? Well, he preached Jewish supremacism, the hatred of all non-Jews. And you don't have to take my word for it, because if I said it, they would say that's anti-Semitism. You should instead take the word of the two Jewish professors who translated his work. Those authors' names were Israel Shahak and Norton Mezvinsky. And their book was entitled Jewish Fundamentalism in Israel. From that book, we learned that Shmuley's mentor, Schneerson, describes the difference between a Jew and a non-Jew. And he says, quote, "Thus we do not have a case of profound change in which a person is merely on a superior level. The body of a Jewish person is of totally different quality from the body of all nations of the world." And he talks about the substance of the Jewish body versus the substance of non-Jews, saying that the inner quality, quote, is so different and so great that the body should be considered completely different species. So that is a belief. And you can go through his speeches and you will see that he continually talks about how non-Jews should be treated and that, again, we are a different species. This is what Rabbi Shmuley believes in. We have to come to terms with the fact that there are Jewish radicals, and it's incumbent upon the Jewish community to call them out. I'm glad that you brought up my rhetoric about Black Lives Matter, the organization, and which was basically allowing Black criminals to take to the street to burn down, to loot, and to riot in the name of racism, because it shows that I'm on equal footing here, that across the board, I do not support supremacism, whether it's coming from my community or whether or not it is coming from yours. And I think the entire world is now paying attention and wondering, what is going on in Israel? What is this government? Is this a radical fringe government? And many people are concluding that the answer to that question is yes.
Every religion has extremists. Every ethnic group has mafias. This is not unique to Jews. The thing that's unique to Jews is that amongst all of the ethnic groups and religions, they might be the only ones that more or less universally and fairly constantly allow them to run things. And it's all part of, you know, psychological trauma-based programming where Jews are raised from the, you know, from the time they can understand to believe that they are at imminent risk of genocide from everyone around them, and that by giving credence even a little bit to something deemed anti-Semitic, they are in effect contributing to the potential genocide. And it's just one of those things. Like, people don't believe that there are Jewish extremists. Jews are like some of the most extreme religious extremists out there. This isn't anti-Semitic. It's just the case. It's just what's actually happening. You just don't treat Jews any differently than anybody else. Is this really that difficult to understand? Is this really that hard to comprehend for people? It's really very simple. And when you see it that way, the Jewish supremacy becomes obvious and absurd. This story is from like 2 days ago. Bus service to help Jewish Londoners feel safe. There's now a bus route in London for Jews only, I guess. Okay, what? And like the way it's phrased, white people in Britain are being sent to jail for saying they don't feel safe with the influx of radical Muslims. If you're white and you complain, you get sent to prison. If you're Jewish and complain, you get a Jewish-only bus line. See how that works? It's not different. White Londoners don't feel safe either. And the response from the government is to imprison them for that. Jewish Londoners say they don't feel safe What can we do for you, sir? How can we correct that? If there was a white only, like, do I have to explain this? If there was a white only bus line in London, would anybody be okay with that? I mean, again, do I have to lay this out for you? Can you really not see through the very like blatant rhetorical devices being employed here? Schneerson is a bastard. He was absolutely a Jewish supremacist. He said the most revolting things about non-Jews. And he is just one of a number of very popular rabbis that expressed this exact same idea. Nobody calls it out. Nobody talks about it because of fear of being called anti-Semitic. RFK Jr. even put out a tweet today saying, Rabbi Schneerson, he's a holy man that's honored by everybody. How dare you criticize him? Don't you get that that's the issue? Don't you get that that's the problem? Don't you get that when and if a white person stands up and says white people are superior, our DNA is better, you know, God wants us to be in charge of everybody else, would anybody have a problem criticizing that? And would any white people, would the majority of white people go to their defense? Obviously not. So why are they treated differently? That's all it is. It's just treating them differently. How about you just don't treat them differently? You don't treat anybody different from anybody else. It's all very simple. It's all very obvious. It's all very apparent if you just think about it for like a single instant. Now, she didn't even mention some of the more outrageous quotes from this guy. He says that, you know, the bodies should be considered completely different species, which means he's calling non-Jews animals. I don't know if I need to explain that to you either. Jews are humans, but non-Jews are a different species, a.k.a. animals. A greater difference exists in regard to the soul, he says. Two contrary types of soul exist. A non-Jewish soul comes from three satanic spheres, while the Jewish soul stems from holiness. Okay, so Jews are humans, non-Jews are animals. But they're not just animals, they're satanic animals. And Jews aren't just humans, they're holy humans. And this guy's got, like, holidays named after him in America. Again, I'm almost tempted just to, like, rewrite everything this guy says and pretend it's some white supremacist leader. And just think about the outrage. Just imagine the outrage that this guy would inspire. And instead, he's basically been honored by America since 1975. They, like, devoted a day to him. Education and Sharing Day, USA. Despite the innocuous name, this day honors the memory of a religious leader whose lesser-known teachings helped fuel some of the most violent attacks against Palestinians by extremist Israelis and settlers. The leader being honored this day is Rabbi Menachem Mendel Schneerson, a charismatic head of mystical fundamentalist version of Judaism. Every year since 1978, the presidential proclamation, often accompanied by a congressional resolution, has declared Schneerson's birthday an official national day of observance. First passed a resolution honoring him in 1975. Honoring a guy who says, as has been explained, an embryo is being called a human being because it has both body and soul. Thus, the difference between a Jewish and non-Jewish embryo can be understood. The general difference between Jews and non-Jews, a Jew was not created as a means for some other purpose. He himself is the purpose, since the substance of all divine emanations was created only to serve the Jews. The important things are the Jews, because they do not exist for any other aim. They themselves are the divine aim. The entire creation of the non-Jew exists only for the sake of the Jews. Okay, so replace the word Jew with white people, and you've got something that would make Hitler blush, right? But this guy, we honor his birthday every year with a congressional proclamation. This is the thing. Are you against extremists? Are you against ethnic superiority? Are you against people who see themselves and their race as divine and perfect and everybody else as servants to them? Like, are you against that sort of thing? Are you against it for everybody? Or do some people get a pass? And that's all that's happening here. Some people are getting a pass. And it goes on and on. And you can read this guy over and over, like 50,000, people visit his burial site for his funeral. And it just, why do you love this guy? Why do you love this person just spewing the most vile racial hatred you could ever imagine? And am I the bad one for opposing racial superiority? Am I the bad one now for saying that we wouldn't accept this with any other race, any other religion? Yeah, I'm the bad one. I'm definitely the bad one. Don't worry about that. Shmuley could not handle this. Clip number 14 is his dramatic meltdown where he, in real time, expands and imagines all sorts of things. You'll see. Let's go now to clip number 14.
I worked to save Michael's life. Candace Owens never met Michael Jackson. I was his rabbi for 2 years. I love him. I missed him. I tried to get him off of drugs. She said that I killed him. And talk about the contempt for people struggling with addiction, that she would say the Jews killed Michael Jackson. And with all due respect, Pierce, you have not said that one of those things, that I'm a murderer, a man who doesn't have a speeding ticket, who doesn't have a parking ticket, is a murderer, and the police have to come and the FBI to protect me. Are you going to say...
Here's what I'm going to say to you, Rabbi Shmuley. Once again, you've just singularly failed to answer my question.
So she never said that Rabbi Shmuley killed Michael Jackson. She never said that. She said he was friends with him. She said she was suspicious of his, writing a book about Michael Jackson's death after having seemingly been intimately involved with him just before his death. Like, in real time, you see it go from, this Rabbi Shmuley was hanging around Jackson a lot right before he died. That becomes, you have contempt for people getting off drugs. You must hate people getting off drugs. You have contempt for people getting off drugs because you say the Jews killed Michael Jackson. So saying Rabbi Shmuley is a dirtbag means you want people to be addicted to drugs and the Jews as a whole killed Michael Jackson. I mean, this is nonsense. You get that this is nonsense, right? This is ridiculous, but this is the strategy. This is the technique that you have bad people like Rabbi Shmuley who take advantage of and incorporate the, ethnic past, the tragedy in the past of the Jewish people to convince their fellow Jews that they're being attacked when he's being attacked. To convince the average, Jew down the street that when somebody talks about George Soros buying the elections, that's anti-Semitism, not just a genuine concern about the function of our government. That these are very blatant and overt and blunt methods of intimidation. And again, it's not like this is unique to Jews, but there's not a lot of other groups that defend the bad people in their groups so vociferously. So all you have to do is treat people the same. That's the lesson here. Nobody gets a pass. Nobody gets singled out. And everything starts to make perfect sense. Human beings as a whole have a right to their home nations and shouldn't be genocided. It's not that complicated. Every ethnic group has bad people. Sometimes they form mafias to progress their ethnic interests. And nobody should get away with that. Even if they call you names. It's really not that complicated, folks. The InfoWars system is very simple. We tell you the truth about what's going on in the world, and we ask that you support us in exchange. If we don't tell you the truth, you probably won't support us. That's our only incentive. All we have is you the InfoWars audience. And just like our information has to be good, or else we can't expect your support, well, our products have to be good, or we can't expect you to be returning customers. And everybody knows some of the bombshell, incredible, iconic supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. But what some InfoWars audience members don't know about is the InfoWars MD line of supplements. This is our premium line of supplements, and there's something for everybody here. This is the newest line of supplements from InfoWars, designed to boost vitality and enhance overall well-being, available exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. Whether you're looking to support immune health, improve cognitive function, or increase energy levels, our meticulously crafted formulations cater to your diverse needs. Only at InfoWarsStore.com.
Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
America is waking up to the sad and painful fact that we've been under a multinational globalist deep state intelligence agency controlled coup for decades in this country. They didn't have full control 30, 40 years ago, but they're really attempting full control now, and that's where we are. And InfoWars has engaged in the best long-term analysis of the enemy operation and predicted the resistance movement would form against it and the fact that we would have major successes against the enemy, but they would then double, triple, quadruple down. That's where we are now. So it's more important than ever that InfoWars stay on the air. I just want to thank you all for your support and spread the word. It's more important than ever that we get funding. We're trying to make it easier for you to fund us by simply going to InfoWarsStore.com and getting great products that enrich you and your family's lives. I want to just encourage you all to not forget that without you, we won't be here. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com today, and I thank you.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings on vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells and rose hips. He believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
We've got to talk about immigration now. You saw this breaking exclusive from Border Hawk. Previously deported Salvadorian arrested after police find children chained to bed in D.C. area. A male suspect who's in custody after children were discovered chained to a bed inside a Virginia residence is a previously deported illegal alien, Border Hawk has learned. On August 15th, authorities were alerted about a potential child neglect at an apartment in Grovetown, a town in Fairfax County in the outskirts of Washington, D.C. metro region. Responding officers said they heard a chain rattling inside the home when they knocked, and when the door was opened, they observed a metal chain wrapped around the post next to a sleeping cot in the living room. Two boys of the residence, ages 7 and 9, bore marks on their legs and ankles consistent with the shape and size of the chain. Police interviewed three other people living at the apartment, including the boy's mother, and her boyfriend, Franklin Archimedes Vieira Guevara, 29. The pair told the officers they would chain the children up by the ankle for short periods of time to scare them so they wouldn't leave the apartment. They stated they would not leave them alone in the house chained up. However, a roommate contradicted the couple's claim, saying they regularly left the boys at home unsupervised and restrained. And the only time you saw them unshackled was when the couple was at the residence. One of the boys used the roommate's cell phone to take a picture of the chain and send it to their sister, who called 911. Rodriguez was held at the Fairfax County Adult Detention Center before bonding out, while Vieira Guevara is still being held at the same facility on no bond. We've since learned that Vieira Guevara is a illegal alien from El Salvador who's been deported at least once. But I guess it was the parents, or at least it was the mother of the kid. So I guess that does not knock any numbers off of the 325,000 children missing. These are not some of the missing children. The missing children probably still chained to a bed somewhere. But hey, what would we do without these new Americans? I mean, how would America survive without El Salvadorian children chained to the bed in Fairfax? What would we do, you know? How could we go on? Diversity is our strength. There's another just very typical but disturbing story. Captive Dreamer on X at Captive Dreamer 7. 20,000 Haitians arriving in a small Midwestern town of barely 58,000 in less than 3 years, all eligible to work because of a Biden program offering them work permits. They say the stage was set for another fraught chapter in the debate over immigration in America, this one magnified because J.D. Vance, the state's junior senator, would soon become Republican vice presidential nominee. Haitians were new to the region. During the last census in 2020, a little more than 58,000 people lived in Springfield, a town at the crossroads of America that had fallen on hard times and shed population as opportunity slipped away. Don't you love how everything is written in this passive voice, that it just happened. These things just occurred, you know? It's not like anybody made decisions that made this process take place. It's just, hey, factories moved away, right? Had nothing to do with NAFTA. Had nothing to do with selling out our manufacturing base to China. Had nothing to do with laws and regulations making it more and more difficult for any small business owner to start anything, as the big corporations that have the power and influence to actually get things done deliberately destroyed middle America. That's not the message that you get. The message that you get is, you know, this just happened. It fell on hard times. The town fell on hard times. Okay. It shed population. Opportunity just slipped away. All right. It slipped away. But it changed dramatically in recent years as a boom in manufacturing and warehouse jobs attracted a swelling wave of immigrants. Oh, great. Great. So a bunch of Americans living in Springfield, they got factories, they've got manufacturing, they've got a thriving middle class. Then that all just goes away mystically, magically, through nobody's fault, right? It just slips away. And hey, there's nothing that can be done. I mean, it just slipped away. Right? You can't do anything about this, except you obviously can, except then you've got federal programs injecting money into it only on the condition that it goes to Haitians, people that just arrived there in the last 3 years, 20,000 of them injected into a town of 60,000, and they get all the jobs. So policy of the federal government, deliberately destroying the manufacturing base in America, robbing the town of Springfield of all of their jobs. Their people's childhood home suddenly becomes a ghost town because everybody's moving away because the opportunity has just slipped away. And then the federal government comes along and goes, you know what? It's going to be a boom. We're going to have manufacturing. We're going to remake factories. You're going to get subsidies. People probably look around going, oh, my God, thank goodness. The town I love was dying, and here the federal government is to save it, which they can and could at any point. But along with the jobs, come 20,000 Haitians to fill the jobs. They get the jobs because they can get paid less and because the government subsidizes those jobs. Americans are being deliberately and systematically destroyed. Our way of life, our economic prosperity, our families, our cohesiveness, our towns themselves are being deliberately destroyed. And I don't know how much more clear it could be at this point. Yes, that's right. Just when you thought that this story was like a good one. I mean, again, just reading this story, it's like, oh, wow, how depressing. It falls on hard times. It's shedding population. But in recent years, a dramatic change, a boom in manufacturing and warehouse jobs have all gone to migrants, 20,000 of them. Cities officials estimate that as many as 20,000 Haitians have arrived, most of them since the pandemic. The Haitians had social security numbers and work permits thanks to a federal program that offered them temporary protection in the United States. Some have been living there for years in places like Florida, where there's a thriving Haitian community. McGregor Metal, a family-owned business in Springfield that makes parts for cars, trucks, and tractors, was short of workers after investing millions to boost production. The business needed machine operators, forklift drivers, and quality inspectors, said the chief executive. The Haitians were there to fill positions. The immigrants now comprise about 10% of his workforce. Well, good for them. Good for them. I actually saw somebody respond to this post going, I don't think this is quite the bad story you say it is. Haitians saving a small town. Oh, they saved the small town. So this town of 60,000 that was dying, that only was revitalized because 20,000 Haitian migrants were sent there. It's been saved by the Haitians. They can't save Haiti, apparently. Haiti has cannibal gangs running around eating people. If you don't feel like eating human meat, dirt cookies are a delicacy there in Haiti. If you think I'm joking, look it up. Look it up, folks. Mud cookies. But we need them. We need them to save America. How could we do it on our own? And I guess to see this in its most blatant and objectionable form, let's go to clip number one now. What's happening here? What do we see going on here? What's happening? What is this? Eastern European music?
Please,
okay, so it's a white woman teaching an African man something. What's happening here? What is this? What could this possibly be? I'll tell you what it is. It's NATO's diversity drive. See, Ukraine is very short of manpower these days. It's really a tragedy. See, opportunity is slipping away in Ukraine because all of the adult men are being rounded up by press gangs and sent to die in the front lines against Russia. So obviously they need more manpower. Where are they going to get it? Of course, Africa. Of course it's going to happen. It's going to come from Africa. So it's what's happening in America, just sort of at an expedited rate and with a more aggressive program. So instead of just stealing your economic prosperity and then bringing in, you know, half of your town, you know, 20,000 Haitians to actually fill the jobs that were meant for you. In Ukraine, they're just slaughtering all of the men and then replacing them with Africans through NATO.
I'm a humble person, and I want to say that I'm just a man, but I'm not just a man. Just like you, no matter what color you are, whether you're a man or a woman, you were made by the creator of the universe who had a plan for you, who has a destiny for you. That's why the system hates you and fears you, and that's why they hate me. It's because the spirit I carry is one of justice and truth and courage and honor and will and love. My friends, the enemy's coming after me, not because I'm a loser, but because I'm a winner. They're coming after you, not because you're a bad person, because you're a good person, because you love God and God loves you. And so I signed up for this. I signed up for this fight. And I'm not a victim. I'm an overcomer. But I can't fight this fight without you. And that's why I want you always to remember that I appreciate you and I thank you, because InfoWars is your fight. InfoWars is your baby. It's a thing you built. We did this together. So God bless you all. Let's keep fighting.
Stop
supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
First of all, we want to avoid the middle of the grocery store and stick to whole foods, real food. But these days, even the real food is short of its nutrient potential. And this is why it's important to take a vitamin mineral supplement every day. According to studies, regular multivitamin mineral supplement use reduces the risk of cancer and cardiovascular disease. Perhaps supplements aren't important to you, but in today's upside-down world, a daily vitamin mineral supplement is a must, and we have one of the best. Support your health and support the InfoWar. Get your vitamin mineral fusion today at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Yeah, I got to tell you, folks. It's too overt. It's too insane. It's not just this is going on. The lies to cover it up. The utter madness people are engaged in right now. We just watched a video of NATO's cultural enrichment protocols training Africans to speak Ukrainian so they can replace the Ukrainian men who have been slaughtered by the hundreds of thousands. And this is, again, just a sort of accelerated version of what's happening across the West. And people can't see it. They can't. They don't know what to do, I guess. I guess I shouldn't be that surprised. Apparently, you can get away with genocide these days. You just have to dress it up. You just have to, you know, make it look like what you're doing is beneficent to the invaders rather than an attack on the natives. And people just go along with it. They celebrate it. They encourage it. They think it's great. I shouldn't be surprised because, well, what we're seeing in Palestine, the, you know, deliberate eradication of a people, it goes on completely unrestrained and with the full cooperation of the entire media and American governmental establishment. So whether it happens in slow motion over generations, as the American people are systematically disempowered and their replacements brought in by the tens of millions, or whether it happens rapidly in a, you know, lightning bombing campaign, it's all very much the same. And when it comes to immigration, it's legitimately like terrifying that this is just happening and nobody's doing anything about it. Because where does it end? When does it end? Just try to imagine. Just try to path, you know, in your mind, establish a path forward. Where and when does this process end? Let's go to clip number four. This is Dr. Phil talking about just one kind of minor aspect of the whole immigration program. The fact that 50,000 Chinese people have crossed the border since the election of Joe Biden. Let's watch.
We've got a lot of military-aged Chinese nationals coming in, I'm told.
Almost 50,000.
50,000 for what period of time?
In this administration, in the last 3.5 years. Almost 50,000, 48 and change, 49,000.
And the 10 years between 2010 and 2020, they tell me it was closer to 1,000, 1,200. So it's gone up to 50,000. And during this administration, mm-hmm. a significant portion of them military-age men.
Yes.
And I'm told by the border agents that a lot of them have military haircuts. They've got new boots. They're in shape. They look like they're coming here with training.
I've seen them at the border when these groups are coming in. You see them. Well, you know, my training, anybody could see them. They're like, either been institutionalized in a prison or you're a soldier. You're one or the other because of the way you're standing, because of the way you take direction, where you place your hands, where you place your feet, where you place your belongings, how you put it. It's a very
regimented,
very detectable, you know, sign. And I've seen them a lot from Venezuela. I've actually had the Venezuelans admit to me that they're actual soldiers. They're soldiers. Yeah, from Venezuela. Yeah, but what did you do there? What was your job? How did you eat? Well, I'm a member of the forces, and you're a soldier? What the heck are you doing here?
This just seems to me our leaders are fiduciaries. It just seems to me that this is beyond poor judgment. It just seems like a dereliction of duty. I mean, we're to support the Constitution. This doesn't seem to me that we are supporting the Constitution in this regard. Am I wrong?
You're not wrong. Dereliction of duty is a very good term. People are getting impeached over it.
And sedition.
My concern is invasion, is the well-being of the American people, public safety, national security.
So this is what I mean. Where does this end? I mean, does it end with just the wholesale replacement of the population, or does it end when the 50,000 Chinese agents and the God only knows how many Venezuelan migrants get activated behind enemy lines to carry out terror attacks? I mean, does it end with a gigantic genocidal, you know, campaign of murder, or does it end with the slow death of the American population? Because unless something's done, those are the only options. Those are the only availabilities. The numbers are staggering and horrifying. 50,000, and they talk about the video we've shown all the time, the Chinese guys are standing at attention. They're wearing nice clothes. They have nice luggage. They clearly have had their way paved. They're not desperate people flee. They didn't swim across the Pacific from China to desperately get away from the Communist Party. They're agents. They're soldiers. There's 50,000 of them at least hanging out in America. There's 325,000 missing children being sexually exploited or murdered, or God only knows. They're missing. They're gone forever. Unless we actually feel like trying to find them. They may end up like the kids that were found today, chained to a bed somewhere in the outskirts of D.C. Hundreds of murders. Hundreds of attacks. I have a video from today. Clip 21, group of Venezuelans beating a helpless man in Dallas as gunshots are fired off in the background. Dallas, Texas. Let's watch. There are a bunch of Venezuelan migrants beating the crap out of some guy. He's lying on the ground. He looks totally unconscious, but still being punched brutally in the face. Yeah, it's kind of brutal, isn't it? It's kind of hard to watch. Well, on a personal level, it's happening to America. There's America just lying on the ground, getting their head kicked in by Venezuelan migrants. The authorities in Colorado told you the migrants were imaginary. They didn't exist. The takeover didn't happen, which is interesting because a Colorado law firm reports that Venezuelan gang has had a stranglehold on apartments and the takeover began all the way back in 2023. Since then, the gang has engaged in violent assaults, threats of murder, extortion, strong-arm tactics, and child prostitution as they've exerted a stranglehold on Aurora apartment complex. That's according to the letter sent to Aurora Mayor Mike Kaufman, Aurora City Manager Jason Batchelor, and the interim police chief that was obtained by CBS News Colorado. Turandeo Aragua has threatened to kill and in certain instances has apparently actively attempted to kill members of the Whispering Pine management, the apartment building management. They've been taking this over since at least 2023. The authorities in Colorado say this is imaginary. And then you've got protesters going, protesting with the migrants. Here's the twist. And Savannah Hernandez found this out as she's reporting on the scene in Aurora. Clip number 24. This is how deep the PSYOP goes.
Okay, so I just found out something very interesting about the East Colfax Community Collective, that group that put on the migrant protest yesterday, the one that was trying to change the narrative and say that Trendera Agua is not overrunning that apartment complex that everyone's at and that everyone's been reporting fake news. Yeah, that organization, I found out, is funded in large part by the city of Denver and the city of Aurora. Yes, the same city, the same government officials that have been trying to cover up this story and trying to downplay their migrant crisis. I found out that the organization yesterday that wrote out all of those signs in English for the migrants and told them, hey, if you don't want to get evicted, you have to talk about not Trendera Agua being in the area, but instead the slum lords. Let's talk about that instead. That organization is funded by the city.
That's right, very folks. Funded by the city. Despite the fact that they've known this was going on since 2023. They're importing violent criminals. They're planting them in your town. They're lying to you about it and gaslighting you about it. And they're funding activist groups to make sure it continues forever. Because they hate you and are your enemy.
One of the most frustrating things about being awake to the globalist agenda is seeing the general public still asleep. By and large, not aware of the magnitude of the incredible danger they're under, but also the ongoing attacks and the magnitude of the death caused by the lethal injections, masquerading as vaccines. It is so frustrating to see people going about their daily lives oblivious. And you realize ignorance is not bliss, it equals death. But people are starting to really understand how serious things are, and that's a hard thing to do, because to wake up to a dystopic reality and realize that we're in the middle of a giant biological weapons war against humanity, and that there's mass sterilization that's already taken place, and they're cutting off all the major energy sources, is really hard to deal with, but it's the reality. Facing it is our only chance to turn this around, because stuff's about to get really, really nasty. InfoWars.com.
Naturally sourced from the finest hemp plants in America. Rebel Zen offers the absolute finest quality CBD available and at the lowest prices. Extracted using a cold-pressed technique to retain the molecular integrity of the cannabinoids and terpenes within the plant, this full-spectrum formula ensures that your nervous system gets the full benefits of CBD. Premium quality organic CBD, like Rebel Zen, has been shown to naturally reduce anxiety, relieve pain, and decrease inflammation. People have reported a reduction in symptoms of insomnia, arthritis, seizures, chronic pain, and epilepsy. Several studies have shown it helps to reduce cortisol, increase serotonin, and boost vitality. Order yours today at InfoWarsStore.com.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
You're listening to The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Not to touch the earth, not to see the sun.
Welcome back, folks. Third hour of American Journal is on. I'm going to go ahead and open up the phone lines for your calls this hour.
Let's run.
Give us a call. The number to dial, 1-877-789-2539. 1-877-789-2539. Give us a call. Mug Club Undercover just dropped a new video. They'll have to go to. In fact, maybe we'll go to it here in this first little 5-minute segment. The full thing's 13 minutes. I just dropped it in there, guys. You can let me know whenever we have that pulled in. It's the DOJ Chief of Public Affairs admitting the Trump indictments are politically motivated. Again, you know, it's like, we needed them to admit that, didn't we? Oh, now it's clear that these things are politically motivated. Does it matter? I mean, did we need to be told this? Do we need a whistleblower? Do we need an undercover investigation of them saying it themselves? Or can we just see what's going on? All right, having some technical difficulties. We'll show you that video in just a little bit. I don't know. I'm looking out to calls now. Give us a call, 1-877-789-2539, 1-877-789-2539. Yeah, I don't know. Sometime callers, help me overcome this black pill, because good Lord, I mean, everything is so obvious. Everything is so blatant. The evil people are so just out in the open now. It really can't go on much longer. Let's go to clip number two here, or can we go to any videos? All right. We're having a little technical difficulty. We'll pull that in, a video I was going to show. Alex Karp. All right, let's go to clip two here. Here's Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir. This, again, is the guy I constantly show the video of him at Davos, bragging that his AI program single-handedly stopped the rise of the far right in Europe. You know, the far right, the people that don't want to be replaced and genocided in their own homes. He put a quash on that. He smashed that down continent-wide thanks to, AI censorship eradicating their position online. Here he is talking about how to do it in America. Let's watch.
Almost everyone in America is horrified by the dramatic rise of anti-Semitism, which is not, it does not receive the reaction it deserves. And most Americans would like to see leadership on the Middle East, on bringing hostages home, especially American hostages, and clear statements about discrimination, even discrimination against Jews. I feel, though, I think part of the reason why leaders need to stand up is this is a very, very, very small minority of America. They succeed in having an outsized impact simply because the rest of America thinks they're so idiotic that this can't actually be dangerous or true. but it is dangerous, and they do believe these things. And if we do not speak up, they will continue to tell themselves this, and there will be a sense on their side that it's okay to push the boundaries and push the boundaries and push the boundaries. And so as heinous as what these people are saying is, it exists in part because there are not enough people saying this is really dumb, this is hatred, and it will not be tolerated. Again, not eviscerating the First Amendment, but just using the First Amendment to say, hey, this is either stupid or hateful. It's very hard to know whether you're an idiot or you're a demigod or you're just purely a hateful person. But we disagree.
Not eviscerating the First Amendment, obviously. No, using the First Amendment to stop hate and stupidity. You know, people criticizing me and my people. These are people that are running AI programs that are setting policy for the world. These are the people that are establishing a technocratic super system to install a globalist one world government. And they hate you. They hate you. They hate you.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWars MD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Watching The American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith. Watch live right now at band.video.
Welcome back, folks. We'll go out to your calls momentarily. I've got two more videos to show you. I think go together, sort of tie everything up in a little knot. In fact, maybe I'll go to three videos here, and I'll go out to your phone calls. So we just saw Alex Karp, CEO of Palantir, who again brags about shutting down an entire political wing continent-wide through AI infiltration of social media, surveillance and control, say that, you know, something's got to be done about all this anti-Semitism, you know. You know, people criticizing actual things that are going on. It can't be countenanced. I'm not talking about eviscerating the First Amendment. Just a little caveat. Just a little carve out. Just you can say whatever you want. You can believe whatever you want. We have free speech in this country. Just not against Jews. Okay? Do we treat them differently? Like they're superior. You know, Zionist is a protected class now at NYU. Zionist, which you want to talk about a superiority ideology. That's the one. Let's go to clip 22 here. This is a question asked of the Pentagon spokesperson about a very interesting map that Benjamin Netanyahu displayed yesterday. Let's watch.
One last final question. Yesterday, Netanyahu showed a map when he talked about the Philadelphia corridor. It has no West Bank. It has nothing on it. Is this kind of normal that he shows a map with just Israel on it? There's no Palestinian
resistance? I'm not going to comment on the...
I'm just saying, is that normal for you?
So right? I'm not going to comment on the Prime Minister's press conference. We have been quite clear about our position when it comes to Gaza, when it comes to the West Bank, when it comes ultimately to a two-state solution. Yeah.
So Benjamin Netanyahu shows a map of Israel that does not include the West Bank or Gaza. It all just says Israel. Because that's the plan, because that's their stated design. That's the purpose of all of this. That's why they rejected every hostage deal that's ever come forward. That's why they've been saturation bombing Gaza for the last year almost. That's why they've killed upwards of 300,000 Palestinian people. That's where the number is now. Remember back in July, they announced it had exceeded 186,000. The latest estimates are upwards of 300,000. And again, this relentless campaign of genocide to eradicate the Palestinian people and annex the land to Israel. It's kind of like what Russia's doing in Ukraine, except the people there didn't vote to become part of Israel. And it's actually entirely different. And it's actually doing what they're saying Russia's doing, just a blatant land grab imposition of foreign rule over an unwilling populace. But they're the good guys. Remember, they're our greatest allies, and it's fine if they pour hundreds of millions of dollars into our election campaigns or our media for that matter and control it entirely. It's fine if the person at the top of the oversight committee that kicked Donald Trump off of Facebook in 2021 was a government minister in Israel. That's all fine. That's not foreign influence. They don't even have to register as FARA agents. But if you take some money from Russia, well, prepare to be destroyed. Clip number 12, Merrick Garland speaking at length about Russian interference in the 2024 election, as well as threats towards election workers. Let's watch.
Since the 2020 election, we have seen an unprecedented spike in threats against the public servants who do administer our elections. Election officials, workers, and volunteers in communities across the country have been targeted with heinous acts and threats of violence. The following are a few examples of successful enforcement actions that the Justice Department has taken over the past year. In New Mexico, county commissioners and other elected officials were targeted with a series of shootings that the department has alleged in court papers were organized by an unsuccessful candidate for the state legislature who claimed that the election had been, quote, rigged against him. At least three of the shootings occurred while the intended victims or their children or their family members were at home. In February, two shooters who
Iran
we alleged
making
were
aggressive
by the
efforts
candidate
to
pled
influence 2024
election. Out the attacks. In March, the candidate himself was charged in a 13-count superseding indictment. In Arizona, a man sent a state election official a bomb threat warning that if she did not resign within 2 days, quote, the explosive device impacted in her personal space would be detonated. In March, the man was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison for making that threat. In Maricopa County, Arizona, an elections official, a county attorney, and their families were threatened by a defendant who called for, quote, a mass shooting of poll workers and election officials in precincts he believed had, quote, suspect results. His revolting comments included, quote, dead children burn into the memories of people. The county attorney who had been targeted later reported that he, his wife, and four children had been assigned round-the-clock protection and issued body armor in response to the threat. And the elections official who was targeted said in a victim impact statement that, quote, while I am the person directly threatened by this case, the impact of such threats is felt by a much larger community. The thousands of committed election workers who operate our democratic processes. When threats are made against any election worker, the impact reverberates throughout the entire community. That defendant was sentenced to 3.5 years in prison. In recent months, our enforcement actions have continued. In July, we secured the guilty plea of an Alabama man who repeatedly threatened to kill Maricopa County election workers and officials. In one particularly chilling message, he said, quote, you better not come in my church, my business, or send your kids to my school. You are stupid if you think you are safe. His sentencing is scheduled for next month.
Wow. Incredible. No, it's incredible. And they were all inspired by Iran. Can you believe it? We have to go to war with them now. We have to go to war with Iran and Russia now. Because obviously they're interfering in our elections. Merrick Garland tells us so. Alex Karp is working with Palantir to shut down any criticism whatsoever. I think this all might kind of come to a head. All these various threads, the claims by Merrick Garland and Chris Wray of Russian interference, the war in Israel, the openly stated and now well-advertised intention of Israel to eradicate, depopulate, and annex the Palestinian lands. Going out of clip number 16, how do these things tie together? Let's watch.
I understand you're under Russian payroll, and I understand this is a Russian propaganda, but you have to be very careful, because let me tell you, we're going to finish this war. We're going to win because we're stronger. After this, Russia will pay the price. Believe me, Russia will pay the price. Russia is supporting the enemies of Israel. Russia is supporting Nazi people who want to commit genocide on us. And just Russia will pay the price. Russia also. Now listen to me very carefully. We are going to finish with these Nazis. We're going to win this war. It's going to take the time it's going to take, but we're going to win this war. Afterwards, we're not forgetting what you are doing. We're not forgetting. We will come. We will make sure that Ukraine wins. We will make sure that you pay the price for what you have done. You as Russia. And you and as all the enemies of Israel. And you as all the people who are now making everything they can to support genocide of the Jews in Israel. We are not forgetting. We are not forgetting. Remember exactly what I'm saying now. You will pay the price.
Amir, I think it's safe to say that this is a very passionate conflict that is happening here.
Well, people have been massacred. My people has been slaughtered by your proxies, and you will pay the price. Is it clear? Believe me,
I don't think it is clear.
Very, very, very sternly.
I don't think it is clear, Mr. Weichmann, and I would suggest it should be clear to you,
because you have to understand that actions have got consequences. And when people support murder of Jews, people pay the price. This is true in Gaza, this is true everywhere else. The time that Jews actually have no power to defend themselves is gone. And people will now have to bear the consequences of them supporting genocidal Nazis who are out to exterminate Jews. What we have seen 10 days ago is not something normal. We have seen these Nazis going out massacring people in the streets, babies, beheading them, older people, women raping, all these things. You've seen them with your eyes. How can you even dare to support the murderers? I tell you frankly, the public opinion in Israel has changed. We are not now where we were 10 days ago. You expect that. I understand you are under Russian payroll. And this is a Russian propaganda, but you have to be.
So that was an Israeli politician, very, very calmly laying out the case for war with Russia. I've been wondering what it is about Russia that means we have to go to war with them. There hasn't been a very good reason yet, but I think I'm starting to get it. I think I'm starting to understand. Let's go to your phone calls now. Tony in Texas. Go ahead, Tony. You are on the air.
Yes, here's something us Texans really need to be thinking hard about. Texas is ground zero for this massive illegal alien invasion from hell and the drug cartels and the drugs, the human trafficking and child sex trafficking. And here's something that really gets me. You know, these Red Rhino globalist Bush boys up there in Austin, they have allowed the invasion to be so bad here into Texas because they give these illegals every damn thing they want, and Texas is a sanctuary state, and that's a damn fact. Well, what they've allowed to happen here in Texas, Texans, the native Texans are now minorities in their own damn state, because the illegal alien invaders from hell and their anchor babies outnumbers 2-1, and that number in 5 years is going to be 3-1. But I don't see any of the politicians in Austin, those globalist Bush boys, trying to stop any of it or do anything about it. And why in the hell have we allowed the government not to have a military on our border every day, all year long, every year from the beginning of this country? Why do that's what the military's for. They're there to protect us. And another thing, people holler that posse comitatus. No, no. The military is supposed to protect the citizens of this country. They're supposed to be on the border protecting us. Posse comitatus is they can't be used in the cities to police the citizens. So stop with the posse comitatus crap. But I'll let you go ahead and speak, but I can go on forever about what's going on in Texas, and it's really bad.
Yeah, no, I completely agree. I mean, the issue with posse comitatus is that you have, you know, people, you know, you have army, you have soldiers stationed in New York, apparently patrolling and protecting the migrants for some uncertain purpose. So yeah, they're not sending them back. They're not being employed to like defend the cities against the invasion. The exact opposite, the literal opposite thing is happening. So it is a violation of posse comitatus. But you're right. I mean, this is the thing. This is the madness of all of it. Is that it's like, I don't know, you can't even say like they're not doing anything. No, they are. They are actively doing this. They are destroying the country. They are importing everybody. They are paying for all of it. They are silencing people speaking out against it. We're under attack. We're under attack. New York City will send National Guard to subway after string of violent crimes. Yep. The National Guard is, you know, we talked about it yesterday. It has an ability to do that under, you know, emergency circumstances. The problem is that these circumstances aren't some sort of natural disaster. It's not some surge in violent crime out of nowhere. It's the deliberate and desired result of the policies that are being pursued. We're being destroyed. It's just happening at just like such a rapid clip, such a rapid rate. And they're literally telling you it's imaginary. They're literally going on TV and saying the gang takeover of Denver is imaginary. Infinite evidence, videos, testimony, official reports, years-long investigations by law firms, all confirming this is taking place. They look into the camera and say, this is imaginary. It doesn't exist. While they fund cutout activists, astroturfed campaigns to go provide Venezuelan migrants with English signs to hold a protest to campaign for more. It is beyond outrageous. Thank you for the call, Tony. Let's go to Tim in California now. You want to talk about the Aurora police? And I had the story. I don't think I mentioned it. Go ahead, Tim.
Yes, I saw this in the Denver Post, denverpost.com. Aurora police spokesman Joe Moylan told the Denver Post that police have identified 10 people linked to the Trende Aragua gang who are operating in Aurora, and 6 of those people have been arrested and are in custody.
Well, what do you know? But not so imaginary anymore.
But he went on to say, this was some that are actually in a connection to a previously reported shooting on Nome Street back in July. But he also said officers have not arrested any gang members on charges related to collecting rent from residents at 3 Aurora properties owned by this CBZ property management. Let me just hit 2 other things, and then you can just spin off on all these. I didn't even mention this, but you've got this censorship in Brazil, and lo and behold, tomorrow in Sao Paulo, Brazil, we're going to have the season opener between the Green Bay Packers and the Eagles, Philadelphia Eagles. Why didn't they just say, pull the plug, we're not doing it? But I think they're going to go through. That's tomorrow. And then one other story, and this kills me. Here's your headline from yesterday's Washington Times. Secret Service seeks attendees for LGBTQ summit at Disney World.
Yeah.
Yes, it's all expense paid, and this is for the Out and Equal Workplace Summit, and they just want all of the people that should be protecting the president to feel good about being gay and go there, and they'll take care of you.
Yeah, don't have time to, train people or get more recruits, but they have time to go to Disney World to celebrate butt sex. Thanks, Tim. Yeah, a collection of just nonsense stories at 9 News. Court documents reveal arrest in Denver metro area of some gang members of Venezuelan gang. Conservative media and politicians have claimed gang members are taking over buildings in Aurora. The police department says that's not true. But they were arrested, though. And also the, law firm tasked with investigating this found that they have taken over buildings, and it's been going on since 2023. And also the city councilman and the mayor and the people that live there are all saying this is happening. But the police say it's not, but also they arrested them. Oh, yeah, the video. Oh, right, there's also video evidence and footage of bullets in the walls and also the police reports of all of the various crimes they commit and the dead bodies of the people that they've murdered. So there's plenty of evidence, but the police say to ignore that. And it goes on and on. Thanks for the call, Tim. Let's go to Mark in Texas. We need biblical solutions to modern problems. Yeah, I could use a flood around now, Mark. We could really use a really good flood. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Well, you got your flood played right now. It's called The Ark in the Darkness. Look it up, watch it. It's an hour 50, and it has a whole lot of scientific stuff in there that's quite fascinating. But I got to tell you, frankly, what you need is a flood of knowledge, and that's wisdom from God, and the fear of God is the beginning of wisdom and knowledge. So I'd recommend that everybody get a Bible, whether you believe in God or not. Read the revelation of Jesus Christ to his beloved servant, John, because the simple fact of the matter is this stuff ends when we die. You get one death, and then you get a judgment. If you repent, turn from your wicked ways, confess Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, all right, and to confess your sins to your Father in heaven who created the heavens and the earth and made everything in them from the beginning, then what you end up with is you avoid the second death, which is eternal fiery lake sentence at some depth along with Satan and his minions, because you are willfully ignorant and you imagine that you're God and that God isn't. And if you read the Bible a lot, I'm on my 11th pass. I have my Legacy Standard Bible now. I've got a real good Bible I could recommend to you if you want me to. I sent Jonesy one because it's footnoted with a lot of scientific stuff. Unfortunately, the package came back to me because nobody was checking the mail. Be happy to give you guys your own personal copies. But that's what you got to do, because it's appointed to man to die once, and after that, the judgment. There have only been two who have escaped death. You know who they are?
Elijah and Jesus.
Enoch and Elijah. Yeah, and if you read your Bible, you understand that. But the simple fact is that there's no other way out of this, all right? Because this is going to happen. Why? Because it's all God's will. We're all doing it, whether we like it or not. And as far as Jesus' comment about the Jews, if you do read Revelation, you'll find that he hates two groups of people. One, the Nicolaitans, which he doesn't comment too much about, but he also hates those who call themselves Jews but are not. So there's something in there about the fact that the Jews, not the Shemites, all right, and you can follow the linear history of the expansion after Babel, or Babel if you care, for the different people groups, but in fact, invasions have gone on for eons, and the American Indian story, the Red Record, is quite a fascinating thing being tracked genetically through the Y chromosome by a guy named Nathaniel Jeanson in Answers in Genesis. That's about all I can think of, but the point is that you are going to die, all right? Whether you die in Christ, right? And you're saved, or whether you die of your father, the devil, and spend the rest of your life in a fiery lake, is your choice. Make it
quick. Maybe that's why I'm feeling so anxious. It feels like we're running out of time. It feels like we're rapidly approaching the end game one way or the other. Not as individuals, but as humanity itself descends into this cage.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label it from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today.
In the early 1900s, certain companies were off-gassing highly toxic fluoride gases into the atmosphere. The surrounding communities began to get sick. Laws were enacted to compel these corporations to install scrubbers to convert these gases into fluorosilicic acid, still highly toxic, but containable. Now these companies had a stockpile of this poison, and there was no affordable way to dispose of it. Lucky for them, one of their major stockholders was also the Secretary of the Treasury, who was responsible for the Public Health Service at the time. And by 1950, the U.S. government began buying this toxic, untreated industrial waste product and dumping it into our drinking water. Reputable studies show that it's causing various cancers and other disease. With the Alexa Pure Pro, you can have clean drinking water and a remedy to this madness. Available now at InfoWarsStore.com.
We take some brain force and then we'll do this commercial. How about that? I can think again. This is the liquid tincture version of Brain Force, which means you can really tailor it to exactly what you need. I tend to take maybe a little bit more than is directed, but it's incredibly powerful stuff, and I have an incredibly demanding job. But you make it easy by going to InfoWarsStore.com, and of course, InfoWarsStore.com makes it easy by supplying me with Brain Force Ultra. I rely on this product to do my job on a daily basis because it's absolutely jam-packed with incredible ingredients. Brain Force Ultra is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and get it now because this stuff sells out fast for very good reason. It's a fantastic supplement. It's the type of supplement that once you start taking it, well, you're going to notice if you stop. Go check out what's in Brain Force Ultra. Do your own research, and what you'll find is that this is a powerhouse formula for incredible mental clarity, focus, and energy. Now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com. Brain Force Ultra is now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.
Folks, Nerve Renew is in stock at InfoWarsStore.com, and this supplement is amazing for a number of different reasons. First of all, we know that prescription opioids and pain relievers end up making us feel groggy, cloudy of mind, and frankly, addicted after time. But with Nerve Renew, we have key natural ingredients. It's a nerve support formula designed specifically for peripheral neuropathy and nerve pain relief. So if you need help relieving your aches and pains and inflammation and maybe even some nerve damage that you have from an injury or just working with your hands for years and years, Nerve Renew is the way to go. So by visiting InfoWarsStore.com and getting Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top of the website, not only are you investing in your own health, relieving your own pain in a natural, healthy, and safe way, but you're keeping InfoWars on the air. We know that InfoWars is under attack. Alex Jones is under attack. Freedom of speech is under attack. But you can fight to keep InfoWars on the air. So please go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get Nerve Renew under the InfoWars MD tab at the top.
InfoWars.com is tomorrow's news today.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
Folks, go to InfoWarsStore.com to support what we do here, which is just try desperately to deliver you the truth. Sort of failing in my self-imposed mission. Trying not to blackpill too severely. Like, I usually do a pretty good job delivering just the worst news in the world, but hoping desperately to inspire people to resistance and to realize what's going on and hopefully to open up some eyes to the reality of the interconnectedness of all of these various seemingly disparate events. Some I say over and over, but you got to understand, for most people, things just happen. They just the world is just a series of disconnected, inexplicable happenings that just occur. 10 million people just showed up on our border one day. It just happened. They're all desperate and hungry and are seeking asylum, and they'll die if we don't give it to them. That's what these people believe. They're under the impression that there are like inexplicable, again, kind of like the weather. It's just like there's a surge of racism. And so now the racists are saying that Trindade-Agua are taking over buildings because they want people to hate migrants. Like, they're so, their world is just madness. Russia just invaded Ukraine one day. There's no buildup. There's no background. There's no geopolitical maneuverings. Putin's just an evil dude, and he decided one day to invade Ukraine because he's bad. He's a bad person. He's getting his rocks off. That's how these people think. So you've got like three classes of people. You have the people at the top that know exactly what they're doing, whose evil intentions are disguised by the most thin and ridiculous facade of responsibility or authority or care for humanity. It doesn't exist. They just want evil things. But they know they have to dress it up because evil always does. Something else I don't understand how people don't get. Evil doesn't look evil. Dude, were you not taught this as a little kid? When you were like three, did your parents not sit you down and go, some people look like they're nice, but they're not nice? Do you not understand this? The craziest thing is, the people that we're fighting against look evil. Like, what do you not understand about some bald-headed psycho going, we're going to make the world eat bugs? because we're saving the earth. And people are like, oh, the earth? Oh, we're saving the earth. And it's just like, I'm sorry, you're talking to a supervillain, you idiot. What are you doing here? What are we doing here? So you got three types of people. You got the Klaus Schwabs, the George Soroses, the Anthony Blinkens, the Merrick Garlands, the Christopher Reyes, the Joe Bidens, the Bill Gateses, who know exactly what they're doing. They're evil. They're forcing humanity. They are and have systematically eliminated the ability for the American people to think through, you know, chemical interference and, you know, systematic subjugation to propaganda. You've got people like us who know this is going on, don't like it, are trying to call it out, get repressed and oppressed and criticized and mocked, and just it's relentless from the media to the legal system, just constant. We're the, you know, the enemies of the system. So it's about 2% type A, 2% type B. The rest of the 90%+ of people just think things happen. They just think things are happening. They don't know why. They can't fathom this being done on purpose. It's all just happening to them. So I hope desperately that in some way InfoWars can help people draw some connecting lines, can see that things happen because people want them to happen, make them happen, make policies with the outcome they desire. Very simple. Support us in this mission by going to InfoWarsStore.com. Just breaking during the show here, Conor McGregor is now running for president of Ireland in 2025. He's one of those type B people, the people that get it and are against it. He says, as president, I will hold the power to summon the Dáil, the Parliament, as well as dissolve it. So as I said before, I would have all the answers, the people of Ireland seek from these thieves of the working man, these disruptors of the family unit, these destructors of small businesses, and on and on and on. These charlatans in their positions of power would be summoned to answer by the people of Ireland, and I would have it done by day's end, or I would be left with no choice but to dissolve the Dáil entirely, stop the train until... The people of Ireland deserve answers they seek, point blank. This would be my power as president. I know very well. Ireland needs an active president employed wholly by the people of Ireland. It is me. I am the only logical choice. 2025 is upcoming. Yeah, I might move to Ireland. I mean, if that guy's president, he should be king. He should be king. People like that used to be kings. That's how we built a civilization that we now... are watching crumble around us. With that, we got to your call. Sean in Colorado wants to talk about the Venezuelan takeover gangs in Colorado. Go ahead, Sean, you're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Thanks for being better than Glenn Beck.
Trying my best.
Yeah, well, at least we're not talking about football today. So.
Can you imagine?
Yeah, I don't understand that. The human condition and sports, I watch a different kind of sports, which is information. So, as far as these gangs, you know, we've been dealing with this for 4 years in Northern Colorado. I'm an ex-radio broadcaster. I wouldn't call me an ex-radio broadcaster, but just out of work. But, The cops really show it around here. They let motorcycles go up and down our streets, popping wheelies, drag racing. Of course, I could get into skin colors, but why? You know, it just seems like monkey see, monkey do kind of stuff.
You're saying you're judging them by the content of their character.
Right. That's pretty much it.
Finding them wanting, yeah.
I'm sick of the bastards of our civilization doing this to us. Soros owns almost all the radio stations in America right now.
Yeah.
iHeart. You know, I knew when they come around that they were not going to bat our way. Our way, which is right, correct?
Right.
We don't go punch grandma and take her last social security check. But I just don't understand the human condition anymore. But I know that we're relying too much on this God Jesus stuff too. It's almost a sickness in some respects. I'm more of a nature person, like you're talking about with floods.
Mm.
You know, those kind of things, they're provided by nature. And
I agree. Like, honestly, you should be praying. Honestly, you know, you have to have faith in God. Honestly, it's God's will, whatever happened in the world. But it's like... You gotta act. You gotta do so. What's the statement? Like, you know, pray to God, but steer away from the rocks. We didn't, you know, we weren't gifted this civilization. Our ancestors had to build it with their blood, sweat, and their tears. We can't just sit around praying for it to be saved.
An InfoWars fan favorite is now back in stock after over a year of not being available. It is the vitamin C and zinc with rose hips. Now, this is a copy of Linus Pauling, who won the Nobel Prize for his findings of vitamin C's formula. It is 1,000 milligrams of organic vitamin C with zinc to take it into the cells, and rose hips, he believed that supercharged it. This formula is amazing. We've not had it for over 12 months, and now it's available back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. It is simply incredible. What it does for your whole body, your immune system, is next level. So whether you're in super good health or not in good health, everybody benefits from this formula. It's back in stock, discounted at InfoWarsStore.com. Vitamin C and zinc with rose hips at InfoWarsStore.com. And it funds the operation. So that's a win-win. Get your vitamin C with zinc, the Linus Pauling formula, at InfoWarsStore.com.
At InfoWars MD, you can find the most popular in-demand supplements available and sourced at the highest quality. Nitric Oxide, Probiotics, Joint Relief Max, Nerve Renew, Prostate Support, Collagen, Superfood Greens, Turmeric, Ashwagandha, CBD, along with Mushroom Max Nootropic, Better Mood Plus, Libido RX, and Good Night Sleep. Improve the quality of your life and support the InfoWar. Go to InfoWarsMD under Health and Wellness at InfoWarsStore.com. Turmeric has been used as a medicine for thousands of years to treat digestive disorders, respiratory problems, arthritis, and depression. It has strong anti-cancer, anti-diabetic, antimicrobial, and antioxidant properties, and is one of the most effective anti-inflammatory medications available. The powerful Bodies formula at InfoWarsStore.com includes 95% curcuminoids, Boswellia serrata extract, organic sage leaf, organic lemon balm leaf, organic thyme leaf, and piperine from black pepper. Bodies is arguably the best turmeric formula available. Get it now. Support free speech and support the InfoWar at InfoWarsStore.com.
How's it going, Harrison? Thank you for taking my call. You guys have the best crew. You guys are awesome. Just wanted to plug real quick. Just recently found out after 14 years, I got a quarter or half my muscle torn off from my shoulder blade, right? So I've been in constant pain for years, and the turmeric, the nitric boost, the fish oil, everything. If I don't take it, dude, I'm totally feeling it, and I'm on the floor. This is one of the only things is your products that gets me going. If it's helping me, and I've been in pain for 14 years, you guys got to try some of it.
Wow. It's true, folks. You hear people call in like this all the time. These products are life-changing if you take them as directed, especially combined with exercise and a good diet. Things like Bodies, the turmeric supplement, Turmeric 95 from InfoWars MD. Incredibly powerful, life-changing stuff at InfoWarsStore.com. Thanks for the call, Drew.
You're listening to The American Journal. Watch it live right now at band.video.
Before we go out to your phone calls in this last segment, on the indictment of the Tenet Media creators. Well, they weren't indicted. They were, the Russians were indicted. Kyle Serafim on X broke this down, you know, repeating things that I said earlier, but they make sense. He says, one, the indictment is for RT employees in Russia, so impotent and will not result in arrest, right? So this indictment was never actually intended to result in criminal prosecution. This is purely a media fabrication. Like, it's out there to provide chuff for the media to make hay with. I mean, that can be the only outcome. There is no legal outcome to this unless Russia decides to deport its own citizens to America, and this is nonsense that will never happen. Two, the indictment smears Americans that are not charged, including Benny Johnson, Tim Kast, and Dave Rubin, for being paid by somebody who lied to them about the source of the funds and nominally backstabbed backstopped it, i.e. hid the source. Three, the indictment admits the license content is varied in perspective, but generally favors Russia because it shows the division within the country, a.k.a. the obvious to those of us who think the U.S. government is a terrible entity that does more harm than good. The DOJ gave legacy media a tool to attack independent media platforms that don't shill for our current corrupt, propaganda-slinging, censorship-loving, leftist-supporting government. And of course, all of this is a welcome distraction from the counter from the U.S. counterintelligence failures regarding the Chinese threat, including how several prominent Democrat, state and federal politicians have seriously suspicious and well-documented ties to Chinese intelligence operations. That's one of the craziest things. This accusation, this indictment, which all but clears Tim Pool and Benny Johnson and anybody else, except for like a few people who maybe tangentially. There's been more attention paid to this than the fact that the second most powerful person in the state government of New York State was a Chinese spy. That's less important to them because they don't actually care about foreign influence. They want a tool to go after their enemies, and this is the tool. You have to understand this. And importantly, and I didn't mention this when we talked about it before, FARA, the FARA, the Federal Agents Registration Act, Foreign Agents Registration Act, is for lobbying. It's not about media. It doesn't even apply here. That's how little sense this makes. I hadn't even really thought about it. I mean, first of all, I was like, FARA, isn't that like foreign aid? Like, that's for lobbyists, because that's the thing that Hunter Biden should have registered as when he was working on behalf of a Ukrainian company, but didn't. It's the thing that AIPAC should be registered as, but then they killed JFK, so that never happened. You know, what does this have to do with a media company getting foreign investments? Well, nothing. They're just applying it because they want to apply it. So it's a law that doesn't apply to people that will never be charged. So the only outcome of this is that the leftist media get to smear independent media and claim that they're Russian agents and try to further limit and censor them. Interesting. All of that's very interesting. And by the way, it also has nothing to do with the relationship between America and the foreign entity. There's a story from 1995 of a guy who was, a group of people who were worried about violating the FARA Act for playing a Canadian documentary to lawmakers. Canada, right? So when, Merrick Garland is saying this foreign enemy state, Russia, tried to interfere in our elections and sway the public. That has nothing to do with FARA. FARA, if it was Israel or UK or Canada, Timbuktu, that's still a foreign entity, that's what makes it a violation if they're lobbying for a specific, benefit to that country. So this indictment is just, like, almost in and of itself a crime. Like, they are just using this to smear political dissidents with laws that don't apply, associating them with people that will never be arrested. I mean, this is nonsense. Utter and ridiculous nonsense. In fact, in 1995, the term political propaganda was removed from the FARA law, subsection 611. So it may have used to apply, political propaganda being under FARA, but as of 1995, that's not the case. There's nothing here is within the law. Nothing here is legitimate whatsoever. It's all by design. It's all clearly a manipulation, a fabrication, and another method by which the American government is silencing dissent. Yeah, it's insane. By the way, before I got to phone calls, I do want to tell you that tonight we will be doing a Moonbase Live episode. Follow me on Twitter at Harrison H. Smith, and stay tuned. We'll have a special guest by the name of Rex Jones tonight. We'll be interviewing Rex Jones about religion mostly on Moonbase Live. So follow me on Rumble and Twitter and join us tonight for that. Let's go to Rodrigo in Texas now. Rodrigo, thanks for calling in. Line number 5, you're on the air. Hello, Rodrigo.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, I hear you now.
Yes. Okay, yes. I'm the leftist atheist that was recently saved by Jesus Christ, and I have been actively studying the Bible the Quran and the Talmud, and I got some interesting information for you. If you can have your team pull up on Google, why does the Talmud blaspheme against Jesus Christ? The AI overview you'll find very interesting. I do have one verse to read, and then I have one verse from the Talmud that I want you to hear. First Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 15. For some of the Jews killed the prophets, and some even killed the Lord Jesus. Now they have persecuted us too. They failed to please God and work against all humanity. And I found in the William Davidson Talmud in Ketubot 11b, Rava said that this is what the Mishnah is saying. An adult man who engaged in intercourse with a minor girl less than 3 years old has done nothing, as intercourse with a girl less than 3 years old is a tantamount to poking a finger into the eye. I was only able to do all this kind of research because I have been taking Brain Force Plus, so I want to shout out that.
Yeah, thank you for that, Rodrigo. Yeah, it says some weird stuff in there. You know, I was just thinking about religions as like movie plots, and it's very funny if you do that. Christianity is the only one that really makes sense. Like, Christianity is the only one that doesn't have any plot holes, any pretty glaring plot holes in the story. And maybe I'll just leave it at that. Because you look at the story told, the narrative of Christianity, it makes a lot of sense. It's a lot of sense with the history of, well, whatever. I don't have time to get into it right now, but suffice it to say, according to the Jewish narrative, it's like God made himself obsolete, basically. God made himself obsolete, and he no longer had to provide prophets because they're so smart they can just figure it out themselves. And they wrote the Talmud with human ingenuity that made God and his revelation obsolete from then on. It just doesn't make any sense. And this happened to occur around the time Jesus came, but he wasn't real, apparently. It's a plot hole. It's a major plot hole. Let's go to Chad in Montana now. Chad, thanks for calling in. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. Good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Hey, I've been following you guys for 20 years. In fact, I got to plug some of the supplements. The Body's fantastic product. I've even, my wife's taken Knockout that I still have, need to reorder your Good Night Sleep. I've been ordering since the Youngevity days, Tangy Tangerine way back when. So great products, and love to support you guys. So, this is definitely an information war. There's no doubt about it. I was never a constant follower of Rush Limbaugh, but I heard him say something once that was absolutely profound, where he laid out the concept that the political spectrum is not a straight line, but a circle. Mm-hmm. And if you go all the way to the left and all the way to the right, you meet at the same point. And, you know, what is communism? Ultimately, it is government-controlled corporations, and fascism is corporate-controlled government. Right. And so what it feels like we're seeing, you know, is like an unholy marriage of the Maoist Marxists and the remnants of the neocons that are being replaced by this populist movement, because we had no other flag to rally behind with no third party representation. But it is what Klaus Schwab and his minions talk about. It's the CCP model is perfect.
Yep.
Right. The
100%. Yeah. You're talking about horseshoe theory. Thank you for the call, Chad. We're about to end the show, but I completely agree with you. It's a very good point. And they maintain this, it's a false dichotomy. They maintain the false dichotomy by presenting these two sides as the only two sides. You know, I see it in things like, I was arguing with a Muslim guy on X, where it's like, they want you to think that your only options are women in trash bags, you know, veils, and totally suppressed and repressed, or like, just total lasciviousness. And it's like, well, what about the middle path? That's what America lands in.
Supplements are the second fastest growing industry in America over the last few decades. AI has now outstripped it. And that's because people continue to learn how amazing the compounds are that Mother Nature gives us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, not all supplements are created equal. InfoWars MD line, more than 15 products, are all the very best you're going to find at extremely low prices. Take our CBD oil, gummies, and 1,000 milligram tincture. We private label from a top company. They sell it retail for double what we sell it for. Does that give you an idea how amazing these products are and how low the prices are? Just get InfoWars MD CBD, test it out, see how great it is, and then I know you're going to want the other products like our ashwagandha, like our super green food, like our 95% curcuminoid, turmeric 95. They're all available under the InfoWars MD line at InfoWarsStore.com. Thank you for your support. This keeps us on air. Plus, these are game-changing products. Get yours today. Please listen closely because this is life-changing critical information. The globalists are bombarding us with toxic chemicals hitting us in the air, the water, the food, the 5G, the poison shots, the shedding, the GMO, all of it. But God's given us compounds through nature that do incredible things in our body. And one of the most important, if not the most important, is vitamin B12. We've got the best organic vitamin B12, Ultra 12, a bestseller finally back in stock after close to a year being sold out. You take it under the tongue for better absorption, and it's 40% off right now at InfoWarsStore.com. So go to InfoWarsStore.com right now, get your Ultra 12 and other great products, and for 40% off, some products are even more, and it keeps the show on the air. That is a 360 win. The only way you lose is not taking action. I thank you all for your support, being part of this fight. Now go to InfoWarsStore.com right now.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.